Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
World Youth Day is the largest gathering of Catholic young people on the planet. Some people ask, what next? Will young people carry the enthusiasm of this moment with them as they go on with their lives? Father Thomas Rosica was National Director for World Youth Day in Toronto in 2002. He told us what the lasting effects of the event have been.
Though it's 6 years ago this week, in fact, that those great events happened, we still continue to benefit from that great blessing that hit us in Canada. You know, one of the dangers is to think that there are quick results to World Youth Days, that we're going to see churches filled with people, seminaries repopulated, all kinds of other things. But this is a, how would you describe it? It's a long-term capsule. It releases itself little by little, and we see it in rather extraordinary and profound moments. Certainly in our country, and I don't say this because I'm involved in it, but one of the first fruits of the World Youth Day was the Salt and Light Catholic Television Network, which has kept the memory alive, and more than the memory of a past event, it's the dynamic, where we have at Salt and Light 35, 36 young adults, many of whom were involved with me on the World Youth Day staff, who are now involved in a major Catholic television network across the country. 12 of them are here right now in Sydney doing the coverage. We have many other signs. The Eucharistic Congress, which just took place in Quebec City, Cardinal Ouellette has said repeatedly that that could never have happened without having had the experience of World Youth Day before it. And so the youthful dimension of the Eucharistic Congress, the youth presence, the youth staff, the volunteer, the Ark of the New Covenant, all of that really flowed from the dynamic of World Youth Day. And we have a significant number of vocations that are being traced back to the World Youth Day. One of those moments took place at the Eucharistic Congress during that massive ordination ceremony on the Friday night when 12 young people were ordained. 8 of them clearly said in their talks that it's because of John Paul II and World Youth Day that they chose religious life in the priesthood.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.